You're with SBS Radio.
Halos dalawang ikatlo ng mga nakakabatang tao ang dumaranas ng pagkabahala sa pagkuha ng exam at isa sa sampu ang naghihirap sa sobrang stress kapag kinukumpleto ang pagsubok. Ito ay ayon sa Reach Out, isang organisasyong online sa isipan para sa mga nakakabatang tao at kanilang magulang. Pakinggan natin ang ginawang ulat ni Maya Jamieson at Stephanie Corsetti na isinali namin sa ating wika. Habang papalapit sa kanilang panghuling school exams, ang mga estudyante sa year 12, ang mga nakakabatang tao ay hinihikayat na magkaroon ng plano upang pamahalaan ang kanilang level ng stress sa ganitong panahon. Sinusuri ng organisasyong Reach Out ang mga isyong nakakaapekto sa kalusugan at kapakanan ng mga nakakabatang tao. Ayon sa kanyang punong ehekutibo, Ashley De Silva, ang pressure upang magtagumpay at pagkabahala tungkol sa kinabukasan ay pawang mahalagang bagay.
And we noticed some years ago that exam stress is a really key moment in a young person's life where they're facing high amount of pressure and trying to figure out how they get through that whilst there's a lot of voices around them kind of saying this is a really key moment, you know, this moment's really significant, which can actually add a lot of pressure, extra pressure onto the situation as well.
Tinanong ang mahigit sa 1,000 taong nasa edad na 14 hanggang 25 taon kung saan 66% ang nagsabi na hindi sila humahanap ng tulong sa labas upang pamahalaan ang kanilang stress. Ayon naman kay Carter Opperman, isang year 12 na estudyante, nabigo siyang humanap ng tulong noong mga nagdaang panahon.
I'm in a pretty comfortable place with schooling at the moment, so now I try and sort of look at exams as something that's not a big deal in my mind. I try and plan other activities around it. I keep trying to exercise and eat healthy as much as possible and just sort of like make exams another thing that I've got going on. Not a big thing.
Sinabi ng estudyante mula Sydney na kapag meron siyang stress, may mga estratehiya siyang nakalagay upang pamahalaan ang kanyang kalusugan.
I definitely like to meditate and do a lot of mindfulness techniques, a lot of mindfulness breathing. I like to, as I said, plan other things around it, so I know I've always got like a set routine. I just make sure that I always have a shower, eat breakfast, clean my teeth.
Sinasabi ng Reach Out na gusto niyang magbigay ng mga mensahe sa mga estudyante, magulang at paaralan na may tulong na maaari nilang matanggap.
So look, stress isn't all bad. So at its best, stress can actually help, you know, a young person stay focused, get through their workload and kind of meet their goals. But it's actually when it starts to manifest on the other end of the spectrum, you know, it can show up in things like difficulty sleeping, disengaging from things that they'd normally enjoy. So you can start to see people dropping out of like whether it's hobbies, sports, downtime with friends. And all of that can kind of slowly build up to trouble with concentration, forgetting things during the exam itself, and even into negative thoughts, which can also lead to depression.
Idinagdag ng Reach Out na may mahalagang bahagi ang mga magulang sa problema. Natagpuan ng survey na 23 ng mga tumatanggap ng tulong sa stress ay humihingi din ng tulong mula sa kanilang magulang.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.